remember those party bottles and mini kegs, like a plastic bottle, 5 gallon. I think I had Genesee and a few different varieties of those. And, you know, I always liked Genesee cream ale in the bottle. I don't know if they even make it anymore. I haven't seen that in 30 or 40 years. I don't know if I've ever seen it up here, but that seemed a little sweet, but it was pretty good. I liked the Genesee cream ale. And, yeah, those party balls, I haven't seen those in years. I don't know if they even make those anymore. I don't know. I think if you're 18 years old and you can enlist in the military and go die for your country, you should be able to park your butt on any bar stool or walk into any liquor store in the country and buy a beer. I mean, damn, if you can give your life for your country. I think we've got some screwed up regulations on things, especially when I was young, it was 19 in Minnesota, so we'd run to Wisconsin because it was 18 there. Then I moved to Missouri before I was still 17, but it was easy to get fake IDs. And Missouri had 21 drinking age, but across the river in Kansas, it was 18 for 3-2 beer. Then we went down to Arkansas, and Arkansas was 21, but you go across state line. This is in the 70s. Go across state line into Oklahoma, and females that were 18 could buy anything, beer, wine, hard liquor, you name it. But a male, when you're 18, you could buy beer and wine, but you could not buy no hard spirits until you're 21, which was kind of strange. That sounds like sex discrimination, but all that's changed. I think it's 21 nationwide now. I don't agree with that. They either need to raise the draft age or lower the drinking age or something. I think they need to adjust a bunch of the ages. I think the driving age is a little too low on getting permits, too. I think you need to start them driving at 17. And then when they turn 18, you're full of